106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Whoopee-tie-yay, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Yep, he's back in the saddle and on the Airedale. Good evening and welcome to Uncle Marty's 3D radioactivity with 50,000 watts of imaginary power, spanning the four corners of the Earth. I thought that the world was round, so if you want to drop me a line from one of those corners, send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. I'd love to hear from you. Tonight, our little corner is 20 miles south and 2 miles west of the Golden Gate Bridge in Fogville, just outside of San Francisco, USA. Now, to fully experience the program, we hope that you have the red speaker to your right and the blue speaker on the left. It's time to lock your seat back, slat your tray tables, and listen as we take off on another 3D adventure in sound with Radio Marty and his lucky dog, Sean. Yeah, the big drums of the Dave Clark Five. That's from their first album, which might seem a bit on the meager side outside of the context of the first flush of the British hits. At the time, it was a pretty exuberant slab of vinyl that rocked pretty hard for the most part, paced by the three top 10 singles, Do You Love Me, Bits and Pieces, and what we heard, Glad All Over. It was a huge seller, peaked at number 3 and remained in the charts almost as long as the albums by the chief competitors of the era, the Beatles. It does have a few decent, though not great, original songs that don't show up in the Greatest Hits compilation, like I Know You, a rip-off version of Twist and Shout called No Time to Lose, and the surprisingly savage instrumental Chiquita, an inversion of Tequila with its snaky, growly guitar riffs, dirty sax, and of course, those big drums by Dave Clark. Hey, welcome to the 3D Radioactivity. This is Uncle Marty. Tonight's show is part 2 of British Hits, where we're going to be taking a look at the music that came over to the United States from Britain. A lot of influence on all this music came out of Chicago and Detroit. And we're going to be listening to a lot of good music tonight. Here's Billy J. Kramer.
If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you. The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I lost my one and only. They'd be sad if you're back to me. The leaves on the trees would be softly sighing if they heard from the breeze that you left me crying. They'd be sad, don't be bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I've no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. But I know you won't leave me, 'cause you told me so, and I have no intention of letting you go. Just as long as you let me know, you won't be bad to me. So the birds in the sky won't be sad and lonely, 'cause they know that I've got my one and only. They'll be glad you're not bad to me. They'll be glad you're not bad.
Bad to me. Billy J. Kramer, their first United States LP, was par for the course for the British invasion. It had a substantially different track listing than the first UK long-playing LP. Like many LPs, it did not include any of the hit singles. Little Children, in contrast, had three songs that did well as 45s. In the United States, the title track, Bad to Me, as well as I'll Keep You Satisfied, was a smash hit in the UK. Filling out the running order were Little Children on the UK B-side, a couple of better Merseybeat length cuts from the first British LP, and a few passable oldies covers like Da Do Ron Ron and Dance With Me and Great Balls of Fire. It wasn't a bad record, but wasn't really necessary to hunt it down in LP form, since all the best songs appear on Kramer's Best of CD compilation, The Best of Billy J. Kramer. This is Uncle Marty, and you're listening to the 3D Radio Activity. Tonight, British hits. And if you have any ideas on songs that I should not miss, let me know. Send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. And that way, maybe your voice will be heard. What do we got up next? We're going to get our ya-ya's out.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la-la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. Oh, yeah, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. You knew that I love you, oh, how I love you, oh, oh. Sitting in la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, sitting in la la, waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming, oh. Thank you. la la, waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting here la la, waiting for my ya-ya. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Baby, hurry, don't make me worry.
Every evening, when all my days work is through, I call my baby and ask her what she would do. I met some movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asks me, why don't I come to her flat and have some supper and let the evening pass by? I'm making records, this sounds a groovy hi-fi. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. When she loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, yeah, yeah. Play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready. Those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. And turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready. Those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah.
Yeah yeah, that's what I say. Lee Dorsey and Georgie Fame back to back. Yeah yeah and yeah yeah. Now, in early 65, Georgie Fame hit the charts with Yeah Yeah, a swinging tune we just heard. It was recorded by jazz legend Mongo Santa Maria and given lyrics by John Hendricks of Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross. Yeah Yeah went all the way to number one on the British charts, with Fame started living up to his stage name. Although the song barely missed the top 20 in America, his 1965 LP Fame at last reached the British top 20. And after several more minor hits, he had another British number one with Getaway in 1966. After one more LP with the original Blue Flames, Fame broke up the band and recorded solo. Over the next few years, his backing bands included Mitch Mitchell, who went on to the Jimi Hendrix Experience, and this young guitarist named John McLaughlin, who played with Miles Davis and the Mahavishnu Orchestra. Started out with Lee Dorsey, sitting here in La La, waiting for my ya-ya, uh-huh. That was his first nationwide hit. Back in 1961, all across America, music lovers soon found themselves asking the question, huh? Listening to the song, it seems fairly obvious that ya-ya was a significant other who, from the sound of things, had problems with both punctuality and fidelity. But no one seemed sure just what a La La was supposed to be. Bobby Robinson, whose Fire label first release ya-ya, claims he got the phrase from hearing some of his kids playing in the porch swing, chanting, sitting in the la-la. though our protagonist hardly sounds like he's enjoying any playground equipment. Ultimately, it doesn't matter that much. What makes Yaya a great record is not the lyrics, but Dorsey's supple sugar and spice voice, his playful phrasing, and a brilliant backing track featuring Alan Toussaint on the piano and Red Tyler on the saxophone. This is the 3D Radioactivity. What turns you on? There's an odd footnote to the British invasion. English singer and pianist Ian Whitcomb. His R&B group was titled Bluesville, and they were formed in Dublin, Ireland. He never had a hit in the UK, but wasn't all that wild about rock and roll in the first place, preferring traditional forms of blues, ragtime, and Tin Pan Alley. But You Turn Me On, a tongue-in-cheek three-chord knockoff at the end of a session with exaggerated falsetto vocals and an unforgettable orgasmic vocal hook. Hit number 8 in America in 1965, and Whitcomb was briefly a star. The bluesy follow-up, Nervous, was a small hit, and that was the end of Ian Whitcomb's hit-making days. And I'm glad to report that George is listening in New York. I think that Marva is listening, too, out here on the coast. Maybe a little bit further north of here. Hard to say where she's at. Send me an email, Marva. This is the 3D Radioactivity. I'm Uncle Marty. Yep. You really got me.
Girl, you really got me going. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. At night. Yeah, you really got me.
side. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
The Kinks. Originally recorded, You Really Got Me, back in 1964, but they elected to cut it again. The second version is the one that you just heard. To explain why and how this song works would be against its very nature. It operates on a purely visceral level. Those chords, the riff, the sentiment, You Really Got Me, are basically all you need to understand its essence. At the time, it was likened to a play on the ambiguous Louie Louie. But a few facts are in order. Dave Davies and his fuzz-tone guitar was the groundbreaking sound at the time. It was achieved by him cutting the speaker of his amp with a razor blade and poking pins into it. That's a little bit like Link Ray, where he poked pencils through the speaker cone in his amp in order to get it that really, really nasty sound. This song was a million seller. The band adapted and adopted its riff and phrasing throughout their career, from the immediate follow-up All Day and All the Night, all the way up into the 80s on songs like Destroyer. Naturally, this song was a live concert staple. It remains a blueprint song in the hard rock and heavy metal arsenal. And I have to say that song goes out to Professor Drennan. And I'm glad that you're here. You don't want to get out of this place. Here's The Animals.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. One thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it. Watch my daddy in bed and die. Watch his hand.
You know it too. That's the Animals. They were an English group from the 60s, known in the United States as part of the British invasion. But tonight, they're part of British hits. They had a gritty, bluesy sound, and the deep-throated frontman, Eric Burdon, exemplified their signature songs, like House of the Rising Sun, Sky Pilot, and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. We Gotta Get Out of This Place was a balanced, tough, rock-edged pop single against rhythm and blues-oriented album material. The Animals underwent numerous personnel changes and emerged as an exponent of psychedelic rock before dissolving at the end of the decade. They had a comeback in 83, started a world tour in early 84. The band disbanded again. There have been several reunions of the original group. In recent times, Burdon and original drummer John Steele have been touring with new versions of the Animals. They call themselves Eric Burdon and the Animals, or Animals and Friends. We're friends to all animals here. Got my Airedale mascot sitting on the console. Think my cats are probably sitting around the computer at home listening. Kevin North, he's a musical animal. I'm going to have him on the show sometime. He says the Kinks rule. He's glad that we played that. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity. Lots of good music to play, so we're going to keep going with it. Here's a song. It was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, but it's sung by Marianne Faithfull. Marianne Faithfull, 1964, with the Rolling Stones song that they made popular in 65, As Tears Go By. Song is one of the first original compositions by Jagger and Richards, and until that point, the Rolling Stones had chiefly been performing covers of blues standards. A lot of influence from Chicago. That song reached number 9 in the British charts and launched Faithfull's career as a major singer. Song entered the Billboard Hot 100 in America in November of 1964, and stayed on the charts for 9 weeks, and peaked at number 22. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity. Here's a song that was written by Sonny from Sonny and Cher.
lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I can find for you. I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster I've took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
The Circle with Red Rubber Ball. Now, their debut was a pleasant if marginal album, blending a light folk rock flavor with fluffy pop production of songwriting. Interesting, those last two songs were some pretty big songwriters. Red Rubber Ball, believe it or not, was written by Paul Simon from Simon and Garfunkel. Cloudy is another one of the songs that Simon and Garfunkel wrote later for their Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme album in 66. On the whole, it's a feel-good and not terribly deep 1966 pop rock heavy on the breezy harmonies, occasionally using mild touches of experimentation, like the sitar on Turn Down Day, and inventively reverbed guitars. Before Red Rubber Ball, we had The Searchers doing Needles and Pins. That was from a 1964 release. Featured some of their best LP cuts, and they applied their famous harmonies to American material that was both strong and obscure. The best of these three covers are a song by Dionne Warwick called This Empty Space, The Drifters, and, of course, this song, Needles and Pins, which was actually written by Sonny Bono and Jack Nitzsche back in 1964. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity, and we're in it for the game.
The purpose of a man is to love. game of
love.
Love.
Days that will excite and make you dream of me at night.
Your Love. That's one of the great British classics and the first big hit for the Yardbirds, who took it to the American top 10, just shy of the top of the British charts in 1965. The Yardbirds had already established themselves as a major British blues rock band prior to its release. For Your Love was a pivotal song in their career, as it departed from blues and R&B entirely and gave notice they would devote the mid-60s experiment to daring pop rock that was apt to fly in any direction. That was written by non-band member Graham Goldman, who was later in 10cc. Most of For Your Love uses the ominous minor-toned chord progressions with a Middle Eastern Gregorian flavor that would characterize much of the Yardbirds' best work. For Your Love, the game of love. In Rolling Stone Illustrated, Lester Bangs said, "It was an instant classic, a perfect example of the rock and roll band of no apparent distinction, with a masterpiece in them anyway. Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders were clearly a little bit better than that." But Bangs was right about the song being a classic. Certainly gave the only great record that they ever made. Like numerous Brit hits, The Game of Love was actually a cover of an American song by Clint Ballard, who had written some other well-known songs like You're No Good. No one had a hit in the U.S. with The Game of Love before Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders tackled it, and it was a massive success. It went to number 2 in Britain and was number 1 on the charts over here in the colonies. Show wouldn't be complete without some of them.
With another guy, his arm around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it
makes me want to die. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes. Here comes the night. Here comes the night. Ooh, 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 yeah. There they go. It's funny how they look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Whoa, 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 well, here it comes. The way I used to do. I see her closing her eyes and telling her lies exactly like she told me to. Yeah, 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 well, here it comes.
And I bring you fire.
Crazy, crazy world of Arthur Brown with his song, Fire. A psychedelic rock album by Arthur Brown, released in 1968. It was a classic of the late 60s psychedelic scene and a significant influence on progressive rock. The album included covers of songs written by Screamin' Jay Hawkins and James Brown. Arthur Brown was also referred to as the God of Hellfire in reference to the opening shouted line of the 1968 hit single, Fire. Now, the crazy world of Arthur Brown and Fire peaked at number 7 on Billboard's pop album charts, and the hit single Fire reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 in the UK back in August of 1968. We started out with them. Who are they? No, not they, them. They're not strictly a British group. They forged their hard-nosed R&B sound in Belfast. Moved to England in 64 after landing a record deal with Decca Records, and the band's simmering sound was dominated by organ riffs, lean guitars, and the tough vocals of lead singer Van Morrison, whose recordings with them rank among the very best performances of the British invasion. Morrison also wrote top-notch original material for the outfit, whose lineup changed numerous times over the course of their brief existence. As a hit-making act, their resume was brief. Here Comes the Night, Baby Please Don't Go, those were top 10 hits in England. Mystic Eyes, and Here Comes the Night made the top 40 in the United States. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity.
Sunshine came softly through my
getting near dawn. When lights close the tired eyes, I'll soon be with you, my love. Give you my dawn surprise. Sunshine of your love. I'm with you, my love. The light shining through on you.
Yes, I'm with you, my love. It's the morning, just we two.
I'll stay with you, darling.
Sunshine of Your Love. That's Cream's most famous and popular recording, made it all the way up to number 5 in 1968. If Cream were one of the ultimate intersections between hard rock, pop, and psychedelia, then Sunshine of Your Love was one of its ultimate examples of being such a hybrid. The Big Hook is a grinding, instant, memorable riff stuttering between two notes before hellishly descending for a few more than rising in an upward squiggle. That riff continues through the verses, only changing in that it sometimes changes keys. Now, Jack Bruce's lead vocal is charged with operatic angst without becoming overbearing, and a difficult balancing act, but one that he deftly maintains. The verses are broken up by an equally memorable chorus bridge, a circular three-chord pattern in which the rhythms become tenser, mirroring the lyrics, growing anticipation and waiting for the sunshine of his love. Little Sunshine It was kind of a sunny set there because we had Sunshine, Superman. That was written by the Scottish singer-songwriter Donovan. He emerged from the British folk scene and developed an eclectic and distinctive style that blended folk, pop, jazz, and world music. He influenced both John Lennon and Paul McCartney when he taught them his finger-picking guitar style back in 1968. The press were fond of calling Donovan a Dylan clone, as they'd both been influenced by the same sources. Ramblin' Jack Elliott, who's still around, by the way, Jesse Fuller, Woody Guthrie, and many more. The lyrics of the song not only mentioned Superman, but also Green Lantern. And that song hit number one in the United States, reached number two in the United Kingdom. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity. We're reaching for all sorts of stuff.
You can look,
but you can't reach for Lady Godiva.
A beauty queen, she made a ride that caused a scene in the town.
Her long blonde hair hanging down around her knees. All the cats who dig striptease, praying for a little breeze. Her long blonde hair falling down across her arms, hiding all the latest charms. Lady Godiva,
she found fame and made her name. A Hollywood director came into town
and said to her, how'd you like to be a star? You're a girl who could go far, especially dressed the way you are. She smiled at him, gave her pretty head a shake. That was Lady G's mistake. Lady Godiva,
he directs Certificate X, and people now are craning their necks to see her.
'Cause she's a star, one that everybody knows. Finished with the striptease shows, now she can't afford her clothes. Her long blonde hair lying on the barber's floor, doesn't need it long anymore. Lady Godiva.
I saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. That no man could free. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she left no more. My, my, my Delilah. take anymore.
One time with a new song from Tom Jones.
Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. Ooh, and Coke refreshes you best.
Say, I could do with a Coke right now. Somebody get me one, please.
Food goes better with. Fun goes better with. You go better with. We go better with Coke. The real life one puts extra fun in you and everything you do. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Things go better with Coke.
Yes, things do, especially wild things. Just don't shake up that Coke, otherwise it'll turn into a wild thing. That was an interesting set, don't you think? Started out with Lady Godiva from Peter and Gordon. They were a British invasion era performing duo, Peter Asher and Gordon Waller. They rocketed to fame in 64 and had the last of their hits in 67. Peter Asher's sister, Jane Asher, was dating Paul McCartney from the Beatles. So Peter and Gordon recorded several songs written by McCartney, but credited, as most songs were at the time, to both Lennon and McCartney. One of their last hits was Lady Godiva from 1967. Lady Godiva? How about Delilah? That was Tom Jones. Delilah reached number one in the charts of several countries, including Germany, Switzerland, reached number two in the British charts in 68, and was the sixth best-selling single that year. It reached number 15 here in the United States. That's all because of Tom Jones, one of the most popular vocalists to emerge from Britain. Since the mid-60s, Jones has sung nearly every form of pop music. Rock, show tunes, country, dance, techno, he's sung it all. His actual style is a full-throated, robust baritone that had very little regard for nuance and subtlety. Never changed. He just sang over different backing tracks. On stage, Jones played up his sexual appeal, just like Elvis Presley did. It didn't matter whether he was in an unbuttoned shirt or a tuxedo, he always radiated raw sexuality, which earned him a large following of devoted female fans who frequently threw their undies on stage at him. His following never diminished over the decades. He was able to exploit trends and earn new fans while retaining his core following. He was even in one of my favorite movies, Mars Attacks. All that work on stage made him a thirsty man, so dug up an old Coca-Cola commercial from him, because things go better with Coke, even Wild Things. And that was by the Troggs, Wild Thing, 1966. It reached number one in the Billboard Hot 100 in July, and the song charted one position lower in Britain. The song, as sung by the Troggs, is ranked number 257 on the Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. But because of a distribution dispute, the Troggs single was available on two labels, Atco and Fontana. Both pressings were taken from the identical master recording, and Billboard combined the sales for both releases, making it the only single to simultaneously reach number one for two different record companies. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radioactivity. George is out in New York, in Albany. He's grading papers for his class, and he's listening. Kevy is over in Pacifica, so we're going coast to coast tonight. Getting email from all over the place. And that's what I like. I'm just happy that I can satisfy everybody out there. And thank you for listening. Like I said, we're going to be doing Living Legends. Now, when I say Living Legend, we got to have somebody who's really been there and done it for a long time. That means the week after that, I'm going to have to do I Hear Dead People, where we're going to be featuring artists who are no longer with us. We're going to have a lot of fun with both of those shows. We're going to do another version of British Hits, Volume 3, because there's just so much good music that came over to the colonies from England in the 60s and early 70s. We've been featuring music, mostly stuff from 1960 through 1969. Don't think I've hit 1970 yet. So we'll be doing some stuff from 1970 and on. And on May 12th, I think we're going to be doing a rockabilly show, because rockabilly music is just so much fun to dance and listen to and play along with. I'm even going to try and get a friend of mine in the studio to do some live rockabilly with us. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then the last show is going to have to be the last dance for the summer. So any dance music you can think of, let me know. Any rockabilly music that you can think of, let me know. Any other British songs that you want to hear, let me know. Living Legends, Dead People, let me hear from you. Just send an email to 3dradio@usa.com. That's the easiest way to reach me. But right now, we're going to take a little trip across the river.
Life goes on day after day. hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
There's the Hollies with Bus Stop, title of a song recorded and released as a 7-inch, 45 RPM vinyl single by the British pop band The Hollies. It became a hit back in 66, reached number 5 on the UK singles charts, and it was the Hollies' first U.S. top 10 hit, reached number 5 on the Billboard charts in September of 1966. Known for their distinctive harmony style, they became one of the leading British groups of the era, and they enjoyed considerable popularity in many countries, although they didn't achieve major U.S. chart popularity or success until 1966. Along with the Rolling Stones and the Searchers, they're one of the few British pop groups of the early 60s that has never officially broken up, but continues to record and perform all the way to this day. The Hollies were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Before Bus Stop, we had The Ferry Across the Mersey, which is a delicate soundtrack-like strings and flute produced by Beatles producer George Martin before the Beatles had used strings on any of their records. And Ferry Across the Mersey was indeed penned specifically for a movie of the same name starring Jerry and the Pacemakers. The single would prove to be far more durable than the film, making the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic, whereas the movie has been forgotten. I'm Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radioactivity. You think you got troubles?
I see that worried look upon your face. You got your troubles, I've got mine. She's found somebody else to take your place. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. I too have lost my love today. All of my dreams have flown away. Just like you, I sit and wonder why. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You need some sympathy, well, so do I. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She used to love me, that I know, oh, 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 oh. And it don't seem so long ago, oh, 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 oh. Though we were walking and we were talking the way the lovers do.
I seem to you, my friend, that I ain't got no pity for you. For I ain't true. You see, I lost my little girl too.
I'd help another place another time. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. You've got your troubles, I've got mine.
Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky. It's Good News Week. Someone's found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die. Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today?
It's Good News Week.
Lots of blood in Asia now. They've butchered off the sacred cow. They've got a lot to eat.
It's Good News Week.
Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal trays to keep us from the heat. Someone's dropped a bomb somewhere, contaminating atmosphere and blackening the sky.
It's Good News Week.
Someone found a way to give the rotting dead a will to live, go on and never die.
Have you heard the news? What did it say?
Who's won that race? What's the weather like today?
What's the weather like today? It's Good News Week.
Lots of blood in Asia now. They push it off the sacred cow. They got a lot to eat.
It's Good News Week.
Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains and metal rays to keep us from the heat.
To keep us from the heat. To keep us from the heat.
It's Good News Week. Hedgehoppers Anonymous. They were a 1960s beat group from the United Kingdom. Formed in 1963 as the Trendsetters, they became the Hedgehoppers, and the following year, 1965, they added Anonymous to their name. It's Good News Week went to number 5 in the United Kingdom, but lack of further chart activity leaves them labeled as one-hit wonders. It's Good News Week. You think you got your troubles. That's what we heard from the Fortunes. You've got your troubles, I got mine. A fairly typical British invasion quintet, inspired by the bouncy, harmony-driven sound of Merseybeat, the Fortunes are probably best known in the United States for their oldies radio staple, You've Got Your Troubles. They were formed in Birmingham in 1963 as the Cliftones. The group was originally a vocal trio consisting of Rod Allen, Glenn Dale, and Barry Pritchard. However, with the explosion of the Beatles and the Merseybeat sound, the group quickly rethought its direction and added a keyboardist and a drummer, and changed their name to the Fortunes. I'm Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity. And tonight is British Hits, Part 2. Taking a look at them. Got my lucky Airedale here with me, keeping an eye on things, making sure that we're taking care of it. And we're all just ready and waiting for the weekend, because we got Friday on the mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my own eye looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Tonight, she's outside to me.
Friday in My Mind was produced by Shel Talmy and recorded in England and captured the Easy Beats just about at their peak, combining all the best elements in the evolution of their sound under one cover. They were still one of the most energetic outfits in rock music, with a raw, highly animated guitar attack, but they were trying and largely succeeding with ever more complex vocal harmony parts, as well as pretty impressive staccato guitar harmony. At this stage, they were working with a brace of gorgeous Harry Vanda and George Young originals. This is the 3D Radioactivity. Here's Freddie and the Dreamers.
I'm telling you now, I'm telling you right away, I'll be staying for many a day, I'm in love with you now. I'm telling you now, I'll say what you wanna hear, I'll be telling you for many a year, I'm in love with you now. Do you think I'm fooling when I say I love you? I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now, it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure I'm in love with you now. Fooling when I say I love you, I love you. Maybe you'll believe me when I'm finally through, 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 through. I'm telling you now, I know it's been said before. Say you love me and I will be sure I'm in love with you now. I'm in love with you now. I'm telling you now.
I'm telling you now, Freddie and the Dreamers. That hit number one in the Billboard Hot 100, and the Dreamers were a musical band who had a number of hit records between May of 63 and November of 65. So, who was Freddie dreaming about? Maybe it was Mrs. Brown's daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
Ooh. Don't let on. Ooh. Don't say she's broke my heart. Feel so proud
There's Herman's Hermits. That was from their debut British album, actually issued 6 months later than its American counterpart and 2 months after its second American album, the LP being treated as far more important in the United States than in England. The contents are pretty close to the same on both. We heard Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. This is Uncle Marty. This is the 3D Radio Activity. Status Quo is one of Britain's longest-lived bands, staying together for over 30 years. They managed to reach number 12 in the United States with the psychedelic classic Pictures of Matchstick Men.
They fill my eyes. for mine.
All my sorrow said tomorrow, take me back to my own home. All my crying,
all my crying,
feel I'm dying, dying, take me back to my own home.
Out with Pictures of Matchstick Men by Status Quo, finished it up with Reflections of My Life by Marmalade. They were a successful Scottish pop rock group from the east end of Glasgow, originally formed in 1961 as the Gaylords. In 1966, they changed their group name to Marmalade, and they reached number 3 on the UK singles charts and number 10 in the US in 1969. One of the biggest acts to come out of Great Britain were the Bee Gees.
The preacher talked to me and he smiled, said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the fool. I just gotta get a message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on.
If I broke her heart, then won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life, I'm alone. Then
is dirt. Now I'm crying, but deep down inside, well, I did it to him. Now it's my turn to die. I just got a damn message to you. Hold on, hold on. One more hour and my life will be through. Hold on, hold on. I just got a damn message to you.
No musical act of the 60s, 70s, 80s, or 90s attracted a more varied audience than the Bee Gees. Beginning in the mid to late 60s, as a Beatlesque ensemble, they quickly developed as songwriters and singers to create a style of their own. And it carried them all the way through psychedelia and pop. Now, they reinvented themselves as perhaps the most successful white soul act. And what remained constant throughout their history is their extraordinary singing rooted in three voices that were appealing individually, and they melded together perfectly because they were brothers. I Gotta Get a Message to You is a song recorded by the Bee Gees in 68. It became their second number one single on the UK singles charts and reached number 8 on the US pop charts. Might have time to squeeze two more in here, so I gotta do this one. For my friend Susan, here's the Moody Blues.
Trees are drawing me near. I've got to to find out why. Those gentle voices I hear explain it all in a sigh.
There's the Moody Blues, a mix of rock and classical sounds that was new at the time, and at first puzzled the record company. They didn't know how to market them. Eventually, the record was issued, first in England, later in America, became a hit in England, propelled up the singles charts with Nights in White Satin. That made the top 20 in the UK. But another single was Tuesday Afternoon, and hooked directly into the aftermath of the Summer of Love, and the LP was, totally accidentally, timed perfectly to fall into the hands of listeners who were looking for an orchestral psychedelic recording to follow up such works as Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles.
And here's one of the most popular cuts from that album, featuring John Lennon.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green, towering over your head. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes, and she's gone. People eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
This is Uncle Marty, and we've had a lot of fun tonight. We always have fun on this show, but we got to leave you with something that's going to keep you going. Here's Deep Purple from 1968. Just like Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, these guys were considered to be pioneers of heavy metal and modern hard rock. This song was ranked number 22 on VH1's Greatest Songs. And in 1968, this song made number 2 on the Canadian RPM charts and number 4 on the U.S. Billboard charts. I'm going to leave you tonight. This is Uncle Marty and the 3D Radioactivity. See you next week. Here's Deep Purple and Hush.
Yeah.